Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. We honor the best gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation during this broadcast, especially the gifts of healing. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, would you please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will read our foundational scripture we have been using for our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6, and I will read, and you please follow. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, for the past few weeks, we have been studying primarily the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. Now, we have been using as a definition for faith, and its simplest form is faith is acting on what you believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which should cause you to believe and in turn to act on what you believe. Faith is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that the Christian should live. Let me repeat that. Faith is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that the Christian should live. It is not a fad. It's not like the hula hoops, the hot pants, the bell bottoms, or double-breasted, where they come and they go. It is not a fad. It is a lifestyle. Please turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Many people get confused about faith because they don't understand the meaning or the importance of it. So Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and it says, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just are those who have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Amen. So we see a couple of things in this particular verse. It tells us that God is revealed from faith to faith. So that lets me know that your faith can increase. It can go from no faith to little faith to medium faith to great faith. Because it says God is revealed from faith to faith. And then it says those that have been declared righteous or the just shall live by faith. Again, it is not a fad, but it's a lifestyle. Also, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, please go there. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And please go to verse 4. And it says, but the just, again, those that have been declared righteous, shall live by his faith, not by their wives, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters, but his faith. So it is a daily lifestyle. We also have learned that faith is so very important because without it, it is impossible to please God. You can do all the other commandments of God, but if you're not living by faith, you cannot please him. Now, I want to go to a particular verse in the Bible. It doesn't necessarily deal with faith, but it goes with the subject matter of pleasing God. So please turn to your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to look at the situation between Cain and Abel and God. And we're going to look in terms of, now we're looking at pleasing God, because the scripture tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. So let's look at a certain situation here that gives us a comparison of pleasing God. So Genesis 4, beginning with verse number 1. And it says, now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So we had one son, Abel, who was a farmer. And then Abel, who was a shepherd. And then Cain, who was a farmer, because he was a tiller of the ground. Verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. So we see here, because of Cain's disrespect in the way he brought God his offering, God did not accept it. It didn't please God. So, but Abel did. He brought unto God respectfully, and it pleased God. But we'll get into that later. This is not the particular topic we're talking about now. But I just kind of want to show you a comparison that, hey, if you please God, you're going to get the rewards. Amen. Again, another person you should, again, any other reason you should live by faith, because without it, you cannot please God. Period. So in terms of priority, you should have an understanding of faith. When you truly understand faith, the way God sees it is the way you should see it. The way God says it is the way you should say it. The way God does it is the way you should do it. And the results God gets are the same results you should get. Why? Because you understand faith. Amen. Now, remember I said it's the way you should get it. The way you should say it. The way you should do it. And the results you should do. Because if you don't do it, then you won't get it. If you're not living by faith, or if you don't have the understanding that God has, you would not get the same results. Amen? Because you understand faith, you will get the right results. Faith is always, we found, is in the present tense. It is not a future tense, and it's not in the past tense. It is always now. It is a done deal as far as God is concerned. It is signed, sealed, and delivered. But you are going to have to know it in your spirit, man. You have to believe it, and you have to confess it out of your mouth so that what you have confessed becomes yours personally. What you have confessed becomes yours personally. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love his fruit shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, please go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 11. The book of Mark, chapter 11. Now, if you found Mark 11, then we're going to read a couple of verses. We're talking about what you confess becomes yours personally. Mark 11, 23 and 24. And this is Jesus speaking. It says, "For surely I say to you, whoever says or confesses or speaks to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, but does not doubt in the heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you have to believe what you confess so it becomes yours personally. Then verse number 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have them and when you receive them." Amen. So faith is always present tense. You have to remember, Satan is going to challenge you every step of the way to see to it that you do not get the benefits that God has already provided for you. That is where the warfare comes in. That's where the warfare comes in, family. That is why we are called upon to fight the good fight of faith, because the devil is not going to back down. Amen. He's been at this for a long time, and I have to admit, he's good at it. But you know what? He loses. We have the victory. The scripture tells us we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. He is going to challenge you every step of the way. He will contest you every inch of the ground. He does not want you to win. You know what? Apparently, he hasn't read the book, but we have, and we know that we've already won. It says, fight the good fight. And it is always a good fight when you win. If you had lost it, it would not be a good fight. When you lose in anything, I don't care if you're playing marbles, jacks, jump rope, whatever it might be. If you lose, it's not good. I don't want to hear about a moral victory. There's no moral victory. It's only victory in Jesus Christ. But we have won. Amen. Now, please go to Ephesians chapter 6. The book of Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to look at something here in regards to our victory. Ephesians chapter 6. we've already won, tells us to fight the good fight of faith. So if you found Ephesians 6, go to verse number 10, and we shall read 10 to 13. And so it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power or the authority of his might." It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may able to withstand against the wiles of the devil or the schemes of the devil." He's a trickster. He comes with all type of deception. Verse number 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So that's a lot of things going on in those scriptures. First of all, you know, God is telling us, once we be strong and in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. And then tells us to put on the whole armor, the armor of faith. So we'll be able to stand against Satan and all his trickery. And then notice something here in verse number 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." So we're not fighting against other people. No, we're not. The fight is not against that. See, and Satan has cleverly tricked the world that we're fighting against other. Certain ethnicities are fighting against each other. Certain cultures are fighting against each other. And all that is a big trick from Satan. The scripture says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts." We're in a spiritual war, not a physical war against each other. But Satan wants us to believe that so he can sit back and laugh while he destroys us, and he thinks he's going to get the victory, but he loses. So we are to stand. But once we realize what we're doing, after all we have done, we stand on God's word because we have the victory. Remember, faith looks beyond the circumstances. You have to stand by faith. You have to say what God says, because God is not a liar. Let me repeat that. God is not a liar. I hear many people say that God is a liar, so this is why they don't believe God, because God has not done this for them. I used to be a Christian, but God didn't do this, so I don't believe God. Well, those people are being deceived. They haven't really read the word of God. We can just pray for them and pray and intercede for them that they will come back and finally realize that who really the procrastinator is in this particular situation, which is Satan himself. Now, please turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Then go to verse 19. And it says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." So the question is he your God? Is El Shaddai truly your God? Then if he is, then he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, please go with me to the book of Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And we're going to read verse number 1. Our God will supply all our needs. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 1. We're just going to read just the first portion of this verse. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, Jesus is the good shepherd whose flock, the Christians, we are his flock. We trust him, and he's the king whose perfect rule will be established. The scriptures already told us in Philippians 4:19, it says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want in anything. And when we say in anything, we're not only talking about finances, but we're talking about in health. We're talking about in family. We're talking about in education. We're talking about your job or profession or whatever you endeavor in life. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want in anything. You know, the scriptures in John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and that you have it more abundantly. So God provides for his children, those who diligently seek him by faith, that he will see to it that all our needs are met. Amen. So your confession is, or should be, I believe that all my needs are met. Amen. And you believe it by faith. Amen. We just read over there in Mark, it says, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. You cannot let the circumstances dictate to you your defeat, but allow faith to bring victory in your life. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. You cannot let the circumstances dictate to you your defeat, but allow faith to bring victory in your life. You must see beyond the circumstances through the eyes of faith. You must see beyond the circumstances through the eyes of faith. If you are going to walk victoriously, you cannot be concerned about what people say. You cannot be concerned about what they're going to think, because they're going to think and they're going to say what they want to say anyway, no matter if you do it or if you don't do it. So you cannot be concerned about that. And then once you really think about it, those people that are criticizing you, when you go back 2, 3, 5 years from now, you're going to find those same individuals on those same benches that they were on when they started criticizing you. But you are going to be victorious in the things of God, and you're going to be progressively increasing in area of your life. Amen. So you can't be concerned about what they see, because we know that we have the victory. Amen. Remember, you are dealing with people who are of the world, and they don't have any concept of who Jesus is, and Christians who have not been fed the word of God, but a lot of religious rhetoric. And religious rhetoric, it can destroy a person just as quick as anything else. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2. The book of Colossians chapter 2. You have to be careful what you hear. There's a lot of churches out there that are teaching just rhetoric, and it's hurting the body of Christ. So Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to read verse number 8. And it says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophies and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Amen. So there are a lot of churches, and I'm not criticizing the churches. I'm not criticizing the pastor. I'm just making an observation of what I see in a lot of churches. They're not teaching how to walk by faith. Sure, you can go in a lot of churches, and they're going to continue to teach on salvation. But after salvation, then what? Then what? You going to teach another message on salvation? No, you need to teach a person what faith is and how they can walk by faith so they can be successful in every area of their life. Amen. Now go over to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And then we're going to read verses 5 through 8. Mark 7, 5 through 8. We're talking about churches that give traditions of man, false rhetoric. Beginning with verse 5, it says, then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of man. Verse 8, by laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the traditions of men, the washing of pitchers and cups and other such things you do. So they hold on to the traditions of man rather than the teachings of God. Amen. And so we have to be careful about that. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for the day, but I thank you for joining us for our radio broadcast on the teaching of the meaning and the importance of faith. And we ask you to please join us next week as we continue our teaching, and join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. where you can come and listen to the Word of God. The announcers will tell you how you can join us. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.